The April 8th solar eclipse is about to happen, but there's a lot more taking place here than just a rare cool event to go and watch. Military involvement, CERN, 3 days of darkness, and spiritual forces that seem to be at work here. We'll take a look at these cases and see how this sign in the heavens seems to be way more than just an astronomical event. Since my previous video about the solar eclipse, a lot more information has come out. This next article really stood out as something strange going on. Why National Guard's nuclear unit is poised for solar eclipse. In Oklahoma, a local report has come out that an elite chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear unit would come to help monitor the event. This unit of 22 members will be alongside the National Guard and the Oklahoma Highway Patrol Unit to help prepare for this event. We're seeing a lot more physical warning signs for this solar eclipse than we did during the last one, but are we seeing any spiritual warnings? God told us that what takes place in the heavens is for signs, even more so that signs in the sun, moon, and stars will increase as the day of Jesus Christ's return draws near. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. There's a lot more spiritual components in regards to this that I'll get into in a moment, but the next strange event going on April 8th is CERN is starting back up. CERN to test world's most powerful particle accelerator during April's solar eclipse to search for invisible matter that secretly powers our universe. The first collisions of the proton beams are expected on April 8th when all tests and fine-tuning of the machine are over. Then the large CERN experiments involving colliding protons can resume their measurement program. The Large Hadron Collider will smash atoms together on April 8th. The experiment allegedly hopes to discover subatomic particles that exist inside atoms. While CERN is just claimed to be a large machine doing experiments, there is a spiritual, multidimensional component to it. Sergio Bertolucci, who is the Director of Research and Scientific Computing at CERN, back in 2009 said, "Out of this door might come something, or we might send something through it." In relation to technology, cell phone companies have said that millions of Americans could lose cell phone service during the eclipse. Next month's solar eclipse could cause widespread cell phone disruptions for millions of Americans, officials warn. It's kind of strange because these are the types of things that we're seeing during this eclipse that we did not see or hear anything about during the 2017 Great American Eclipse. NASA, as well, plans to do experiments during this eclipse. They'll be shooting sounding rockets into the ionosphere to see the effects the eclipse has on the Earth. NASA to launch sounding rockets into Moon's shadow during solar eclipse. NASA will launch 3 sounding rockets during the total solar eclipse on April 8, 2024, to study how Earth's upper atmosphere is affected when sunlight momentarily dims over a portion of the planet. That's some of the strange physical events that are going to be taking place on April 8th, but now let's look at some of the spiritual claims that have been popping up. The first one is that this eclipse will trigger 3 days of darkness. First, we have on Yahoo News, TikTok video falsely claims 2024 solar eclipse will last 3 days. Another article says, the upcoming solar eclipse of 2024, will the darkness last for 3 days? The 3 days of darkness claim, while it does pop up in conspiracy circles from time to time, does have its origins in spiritual sources. The original 3 days of darkness was one of the plagues that was brought against Egypt, told to us in the book of Exodus. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward the sky so that darkness spreads over Egypt, darkness that can be felt." So Moses stretched out his hand toward the sky, and total darkness covered all Egypt for 3 days. No one could see anyone else or move about for 3 days. Yet all the Israelites had light in the places where they lived. Some people point to the book of Revelation, claiming that 3 days of darkness is prophesied to come, but while Revelation does prophesy darkness that will be coming, it says nothing about it lasting for 3 days. I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth, made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red. The origins of a prophesied 3 days of darkness coming in the future is a Catholic prophecy. Proponents of this claim were Anna Marie Taggi and Marie Julie Jehenny. The claim is that the Earth will experience 3 days of darkness where demons go out and attack enemies of the church. The only way people will be safe will be those who stay inside, pray, and light beeswax candles for light. The Bible says nothing about this coming in the future, and we can be sure that this won't take place during the eclipse. There's plenty of legitimate prophetic connections to this eclipse where we don't have to go out and make these wild, outlandish claims. This truly seems like a sign in the heavens that is a warning from God to America and even the world at large. Reports have come out that during this eclipse, a comet may be visible. The name of that comet is the Devil Comet. The solar eclipse and the Horned Devil Comet, two good reasons to look up on April 8th. As if a solar eclipse weren't enough, observers on April 8th may also get a glimpse of a rare horned celestial show, a dazzling bright comet with a scary name. On the day of the Great American Eclipse, the Devil Comet may become visible to the unaided eye, astronomers say. While speaking of the Devil Comet, there may be another dark connection on April 8th, and this is tied to Aleister Crowley. Aleister Crowley is probably the most famous occultist. He went by the name the Beast himself, wanting to hold the position of the Antichrist, but of course he wasn't. He was just an Antichrist wannabe. But on April 8, 1904, Aleister Crowley heard a voice from a not physical entity, an evil supernatural encounter that gave him direction in creating his occult religion and writing one of his books. The interesting connection here is that this happened on April 8th, the same day as the upcoming eclipse, and that when this happened to Crowley, he was in Cairo, Egypt. The ex-eclipse over the United States is happening over an area known as Little Egypt. According to Crowley, the name of this entity is I Was, and while this to me seems like a mocking attempt by this evil entity, while this entity goes by I Was, the true one and only living God is I Am. There may also be a connection here to one of the beasts in the book of Revelation. In Revelation 17:11, this beast goes by the title, the Beast Who Was and Is Not. There are rumors going around that the red heifers that were just sent to Israel for the purification ceremony of the priests and the temple utensils, a huge prophetic event, that these red heifers came from the area of Texas, Eagles Pass, where the eclipse will first cross. Looking into this further, you'll see that one of the heifers came from a ranch that was outside of Houston, while the other four did come from a ranch that was near Dallas, Texas. The eclipse will cross near Dallas, which one of the farms is near, but again, this is not Eagles Pass, right where the eclipse enters into the United States, and once again, there's enough prophetic significance in this eclipse where we don't have to make these wild claims. We can look at the signs for what they are and go off of those. The connection to the eclipse and the story of Jonah is one of the most profound. The eclipse will be crossing over a few towns in America named Nineveh. The sign of Jonah was a sign to Nineveh that they needed to repent. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Now Nineveh was a very large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began by going a day's journey into the city, proclaiming, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. The Ninevites believed God, a fast was proclaimed, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. The Ninevites answered the call of repentance, they began a fast, and God relented from his anger and his judgment that he was going to bring against them. Then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. I invite everyone watching this video to join me in a fast for America on April 8th. Maybe this eclipse is a sign from God telling us that we need to turn back to him, just like the people of Nineveh had to, and maybe he will relent if we do so. Just like 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, when his people turn to him, he can forgive our sins and forgive our lands if we turn fully back to him. So that's my prayer. I hope you'll join me. I hope and pray you're well. Thanks for watching. And God bless.